Hachette Audio presents Grand Central, How a Train Station Transformed America, written and read by Sam Roberts. Includes a foreword written by Pete Hamill and a Mac and PC compatible PDF of bonus pictures.
For Marie. Foreword by Pete Hamill. A week before Christmas in 1945, my mother took me and my brother Tom on a trip from Brooklyn to the place that she once described as Oz, Manhattan. I was 10, my brother 2 years younger. The war was over and so was the Depression, although we knew almost nothing about what the word meant. We were going to see Santa Claus, at the place where our father's favorite newspaper, the Daily News, was made. That meant we had to change subways at least twice, crossing platforms, hurrying upstairs and down, making our way to the Lexington Avenue line, which would take us to 42nd Street. Our final train was packed, the cars hurtling through the tunnels with a kind of squealing ferocity. And then we joined the crowd emptying the car, heading up still more stairs and out through a last door. "Wait," my mother said, "I want to show you something." And she led us into the largest indoor space I had ever seen. There were people moving across shiny marble floors in many directions, and a gigantic clock with four sides and a large board with numbers and the names of cities. A deep voice kept speaking from somewhere, talking about times and tracks, the voice echoing off the gleaming walls. We were in a place called Grand Central Station. There were soldiers there, too, in heavy military coats, and a few sailors in pea jackets, late arrivals from the war. They all carried duffel bags, but were not in any military formation. They came upstairs from somewhere, some of them wide-eyed and astonished, and they pushed out into the crowd of the immense building, looking, turning, squinting, and the immense murmur of the crowd was cut open by screams, screams of joy, screams of delight. A woman, always a woman, came bursting forward, almost leaping, some with kids tagging behind them, kids younger than Tommy and I were then. The soldier and the woman, the sailor and the woman, embraced each other, sobbing, and we saw an older man off on the side, suddenly erect, saluting, and then another, and another, and then a young soldier on crutches was there, hauling his bag behind him, and there was nobody to meet him. He just stood there, staring around him, looking lost, the trouser of one leg folded and pinned above his knee. My mother went to him to ask him if he needed help, and the three of us led the one-legged soldier to the counter beneath the four-sided clock. A woman behind the counter listened, nodded, pulled a microphone close, and began speaking into it. We could hear the message.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?